South Africa has some of the highest rates of gender-based violence worldwide. As we observe 16 days of activism against women and children abuse, the country has also seen an alarming surge in digital abuse. This form of abuse includes cyberbullying, online harassment, and hate and revenge pornography. Chanel September looks at just how rife this form of abuse is in the country and what can be done to stop it.
We live in a modern world where the concept of cell phone dependence is real. A growing number of South Africans are turning to their mobile devices to stay in touch. Thanks to social media algorithms, you now have carefully curated content at your fingertips. Now, while phones have become a must-have tool in a modern and ever-changing world, this has led to a disturbing rise in incidents of digital abuse.
So what I'm seeing in my practice is the emergence of people's images being used to cause them harm. We call it image-based violence. We used to talk a lot about revenge pornography. Now we're dealing with a lot of AI-created images. But really, all I need is a photograph of somebody. I can press a couple of buttons. There are all these apps that are in the hands even of the primary school kids, and they can turn each other into deepfake nudes.
That's Emma Sadlier from the Digital Law Company. She's a leading social media law expert and believes digital abuse is not only rife, but an international crisis.
We do, thank goodness, have the emergence of various new laws. For example, if you send somebody a threat now, a threat of violence or a threat of damage to property in the form of a data message, that becomes a criminal offence under the Cyber Crimes Act.
Sadlier says image-based violence is increasing at an alarming rate. Is enough being done to create awareness around digital abuse? Sadlier says no.
I've made it my life's work, really, in the last decade to kind of spread the message that the law can help victims, that the law is a very important weapon in the arsenal against just about all kind of online harm. But I do think that there is still a lot of ignorance around what the legal options are. I do think that there have been some good test cases where we've seen serious fines.
A UNICEF report published in 2021 found that 95% of children in the country have access to the internet on a regular basis, with 70% surveyed indicating they use the internet without their parents' consent. A further 25% confirm that they have added people whom they've never met face-to-face to their friends or contact lists, and 18% have sent a photo or video of themselves to someone they've never met in person. Digital abuse, like any other form of abuse, can be harmful and create emotional and psychological damage. Teenagers are especially at risk, with the South African Depression and Anxiety Group saying online and digital abuse encompasses a range of abusive behaviours. SADAG's Kaylee Wood believes the prevalence of this type of abuse is worrying.
So look, it is very, very prevalent at the moment. And the difficult thing is we're looking at a lot of different forms.
Wood adds devices have become digital best friends for many, and therefore this type of abuse is not only prevalent, but an everyday occurrence.
A lot of times with digital abuse, especially with its effect on mental health, we're seeing things like feelings of anxiety, depression. Oftentimes we see victims having a sense of fear or unease almost when they're going online. And a lot of times online spaces, you know, generally we consider them a safe space. But as soon as any form of digital abuse arises, so that could be anything from cyberbullying to online harassment, impersonation, revenge porn, digital stalking, anything like that, what we typically find is the online space is not considered safe anymore. It now becomes threatening. And this can definitely lead to, you know, a diminished sense of self-worth, and in a lot of cases, leading to isolation or withdrawal from friends and family.
Wood offers parents this bit of advice.
What I would always kind of recommend is setting clear boundaries online. That can include, you know, things like blocking, muting the abuser, limiting social media use, focusing on self-care activities, and then also reporting it. That's really, really critical.
Dr. Eileen Carter from the South African Human Rights Commission believes digital abuse or cyberbullying is mainly used to perpetrate harm against women.
It is so important for women to know that they can go to court and ask for intervention, whether it be through the Protection Against Harassment Act or the Promotion of Equality and Prevention of Unfair Discrimination Act.
In a landmark Gauteng High Court ruling in November this year, a Germiston woman successfully sued a couple for distributing revenge porn on Facebook. The court awarded her 3.5 million rand in damages. Carter says cases like this shows victims the importance of speaking up and knowing their rights.
This should not be a silent fight. There are mechanisms that our law makes available to the victims, and it is really time that we popularize these mechanisms.
Chanel September for Jacaranda FM News.